All right, let's dive in. Ready to get more done? I know I am. We're tackling Hyperfocus today by Chris Bailey. You know that feeling when your to-do list just keeps growing? We're going to figure out how to not just get things done, but get the right things done. Sound good?
Sounds great. And that's what's so cool about this book, you know? It's not about burning yourself out. It's like really understanding how your brain works, how attention works. Bailey talks about this hyperfocuses versus scatter focuses thing.
When I first saw that, I was like, hyperfocus, okay, sign me up. But then scatter focus, I thought, wait, is that just like a fancy way to say getting distracted?
Well, that's what I thought at first too, but he actually says you need both. It's like this dance between the two, you know? Like hyperfocus is when you're really in the zone, like laser focus, getting stuff done. It's like the workhorse. But scatter focus, that's where the magic happens. Letting your mind wander, daydream, go for a walk. Suddenly, boom, ideas, solutions.
So it's like hyperfocus is the doing, but scatter focus is kind of like the brainstorming that leads to the best stuff in the first place.
Exactly. You got it. It's not about being on all the time, knowing when to use each one. I love how Bailey says it's like giving your brain a playground, needs that unstructured time to like make those connections.
So true. But honestly, with all the pings and notifications these days, sometimes just getting to hyperfocus feels like a superpower. What does Bailey say about managing all those distractions? I struggle with that.
Yeah, me too. He's got some great tips, and it really starts with taking control of your tech. Like maybe silencing those notifications you don't really need, having focus zones where you literally put your phone away, or even those apps that block distracting websites. It's all about creating that mental space.
I'm already feeling more relaxed just thinking about that. But how about when you do need that scatter focus? You just got to wait for inspiration to strike, right?
Well, sometimes it just happens naturally, but you can like set yourself up for it. Think walks in nature, maybe listening to music, even just something simple like doing the dishes. It's not about forcing the creativity, but giving your mind space to wander and connect things in new ways.
Like those aha moments you have in the shower. I get those all the time. It's like your brain just makes these connections it wouldn't otherwise.
Totally. It's using a different part of your brain, one that's not so focused on the immediate stuff, more on the big picture.
Okay, so we have these two powerful modes of focus, hyperfocus and scatter focus. But how do we know what to actually focus on? Most of us are juggling a million things at once. I know I am.
Right. That's where this idea of task categorization comes in. Bailey breaks it down into four types: purposeful, necessary, distracting, and unproductive.
Okay, I gotta hear more about this, especially those last two. Those sound interesting.
So purposeful tasks are the ones that really connect to your big goals, your values, the stuff that gives you energy and meaning. Necessary tasks are those things we all have to do, like paying bills, laundry, you know, the not so fun stuff.
Right, gotcha. Makes sense. So those distracting tasks, how do they differ from just being unproductive?
Well, they're sneaky, they feel urgent, but in the big picture, they're not moving you towards what really matters. Imagine you're working on a presentation and suddenly you remember you need to buy groceries. That's a distracting task pulling you away from the main goal.
Oh, I know that feeling. Happens to me all the time. And then unproductive tasks are the ones that are just, well, a waste of time, right?
Exactly. Things that neither help you reach your goals nor really need to be done at all. Bailey's advice here is so powerful. Become aware of where your attention is actually going. He even suggests keeping a time log for a few days. You might be surprised by what you find. He says something like, the more intentional you are with your attention, the more control you have over your life. It really gets to the heart of the whole book.
Wow, that is such a good quote. I think I'm going to try that time log thing. So we've got these different task types, but knowing how to prioritize them when life gets busy is a whole other challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And that's where Bailey's advice on routines comes in. But maybe we should pause here for a sec.
Good idea. We'll be right back with more insights on mastering our focus, everyone.
So routines, you were asking about routines before, how those can help us prioritize, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, how do we actually make all this work in our crazy busy lives?
Well, what's really interesting is Bailey doesn't say you have to like schedule every minute.
Okay, good. Because that stresses me out just thinking about it.
Me too. It's more about creating a framework, you know, one that helps you flow between that hyper focus and scatter focus we were talking about intentionally.
Okay, so mindful attention management rather than a strict timetable. I like that.
Exactly. Like he suggests using the first few hours of your morning for deep work when you're fresh and there are fewer distractions. He calls these hyper focus sessions.
Makes sense. Early bird gets the worm right.
Right. He even says to block that time in your calendar, just like you would a meeting.
Ooh, I like that. Like treating focused work as important as any other commitment. Giving yourself permission to prioritize it.
That's the idea. Now, what about those times when you need that creative spark, that scatter focus? You don't really schedule that in, do you?
That's what I'm thinking. It feels like it should be more spontaneous, right?
It often is. Think short breaks throughout the day, going for a walk, even just something mindless like, you know, washing the dishes.
Oh, yeah, like those times when you're folding laundry and suddenly you have a breakthrough.
Exactly. Bailey calls this mind wandering. And it's not just about relaxing. He says it's really important for problem solving, coming up with new ideas.
Makes sense. Like those aha moments you get in the shower. It's like your mind is free to roam.
Totally. You're tapping into a different part of your brain, one that's less focused on the to-do list and more open to those creative jumps. Bailey actually compares this whole balancing act between hyperfocus and scatter focus to training a muscle.
Oh, I like that. So the more you practice focusing, the better you get at it. Yeah. Just like working out.
Precisely. So how do we train our attention muscles? Is it all about willpower?
That's what I was wondering. It can be tough to resist those distractions.
Willpower is part of it, but Bailey suggests some really practical things. He's a big fan of mindfulness meditation. Even just a few minutes a day helps you become more aware of your thoughts, your impulses, so you don't react to every little distraction.
Oh, yeah, like building up that mental strength to not check your phone every 5 seconds.
Exactly. It's not just about resisting distractions, though. It's also about being present in whatever you're doing, whether you're working on a project or just hanging out with a friend.
So it sounds like honing your focus is about like improving the quality of your experience overall, not just getting more things done.
Absolutely. Malay's saying that mastering your attention, it's about living a more mindful and fulfilling life, period. But I know it can feel overwhelming, you know? Like, how do you actually change your habits, your routines, that much?
It can be a lot to process. Where does he even suggest we begin?
He doesn't say you have to change your whole life overnight. It's more about making small changes, bit by bit. He says, start with figuring out what your biggest distractions are. Is it checking your phone all the time? Social media? Or maybe multitasking too much?
Okay, so choose one thing to focus on and then come up with a plan to manage that specific distraction.
Exactly. Like if your phone's the biggest culprit, maybe set specific times to check it. Or even leave it in another room during those hyperfocus sessions we talked about.
Yeah, those are good practical tips. But what about those times when, like, no matter how hard you try, you just can't focus? Are there any tricks to, like, get your brain back on track?
For sure. One of Bailey's techniques is what he calls the 5-minute rule. If you're having trouble starting a task, just tell yourself you'll work on it for 5 minutes. That's it. And a lot of times, you'll find that once you start, you just keep going.
Oh, I like that. It's like tricking your brain into getting started.
It is. And then the momentum takes over. We've covered a lot, haven't we? Hyperfocus, scatter focus, managing distractions, routines, even mindfulness. Anything else Bailey suggests for maximizing productivity?
Yeah, I'm curious to hear more.
Well, he talks about how we can design our environments to actually support focus. It's not just about our mental state, but our physical space, too.
Interesting. So if my desk is a total mess, that's not just, like, unorganized. It's actually making it harder to focus.
Exactly. Bailey says to create a dedicated workspace, even if it's just a corner of your room, it signals to your brain, okay, focus time. And this applies to digital spaces, too. A clean desktop, organized files, it makes a big difference.
Makes sense. Our physical space can reflect our mental state and vice versa, right?
Yeah.
Right. And so much of Bailey's advice, it goes beyond just getting things done. It's about being more intentional with your life.
Yeah, I'm picking up on that. It's not about being a robot. It's about, like, being more present and aware.
Exactly. He keeps saying that our attention is our most valuable resource. It's what lets us really experience the world, connect with others, create things that matter.
It's so true. So before we move on, any final thoughts on what Bailey suggests we do to put all these ideas into action?
That's a great question and a perfect way to jump into the last part of our deep dive. We'll be exploring how to actually apply all these concepts to our own lives, so stay tuned.
Okay, we're back and ready to wrap up our deep dive into hyperfocus. We've covered a lot of ground: hyperfocus, scatterfocus, taming those distractions, routines, even mindfulness. But now for the real challenge. How do we actually make this work in our own lives?
And that's where Bailey's advice really stands out, you know? He doesn't believe in a one-size-fits-all approach.
Okay, good, because I was starting to feel a little overwhelmed with all these different techniques.
He actually encourages you to experiment. Find what works best for you and turn those things into habits. It's about personalizing these ideas.
I like that. It's more about like discovering what works for you instead of following some rigid system. Mm. Definitely takes the pressure off.
Yeah, he even compares his book to a toolbox. You don't need every single tool for every project, right? You pick and choose what works best for what you're trying to do, your goals, your challenges.
That is such a good analogy. Mm-hmm. So what are some of your favorite tools from Bailey's toolbox? Ones that we could start experimenting with right away.
One that really stuck with me is this idea of intentionally capturing distractions.
Intentionally capturing distractions. That sounds a little counterintuitive. Shouldn't we be trying to like eliminate distractions altogether?
That's what I thought too at first. But what Bailey says is sometimes trying to suppress a distraction actually makes it stronger.
Oh, I totally get that. It's like when someone tells you, don't think about a pink elephant. Suddenly that's all you can think about.
Exactly. So instead of fighting those distractions, he says, just write them down. Keep a notepad nearby or a note on your phone. Whenever a distracting thought pops up, just jot it down quickly and then go back to what you were doing.
So you're basically acknowledging the distraction without letting it like take over your whole thought process.
Exactly. It's like saying to that distraction, okay, I see you. I'll deal with you later. But right now, I'm busy.
I love that. So simple, but it makes so much sense. Any other tools that stand out to you from the book?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He gives some great advice on structuring your day, like planning your day the night before.
Okay, so like a to-do list for the next day.
Kind of. He suggests identifying your most important task, your MIT for the next day. It helps you prioritize and make sure you start the day strong.
It's like setting yourself up for success from the get-go. I can see how that would make a big difference. What else?
Time boxing is another good one. It's basically giving yourself specific time slots for different tasks, even things like checking email or social media.
So instead of letting those things like bleed into your whole day, you're giving them their own little container of time.
Exactly. It helps you stay focused on what matters and prevents those little tasks from taking over your whole day.
Those are such great tips. I'm definitely feeling inspired to revisit some of Bailey's book. But before we wrap up, I want to go back to something we talked about earlier. The idea that all of this, mastering our attention, it's not just about productivity, right? It's about living a more meaningful life.
Right. That's such a key takeaway from the book. He reminds us that our attention is our most precious resource. It's what lets us really experience the world, connect with others, learn new things, grow, and create things that matter.
It's about being present, engaged with the world, not just trying to cram in more tasks.
You got it. It's not about being a productivity machine. It's about reclaiming your attention so you can live with intention, create a life that truly matters.
That's a great way to put it. So for everyone listening out there, ready to take charge of their attention, boost their productivity, we have a challenge for you. Now that we've explored both hyperfocus and scatterfocus, what one change will you make in your daily routine to take back control? Will you create a dedicated workspace? Commit to a meditation practice? Start planning your day the night before, or maybe try that 5-minute rule to fight off procrastination.
Whatever you choose, remember, small changes can lead to big results. Start small, be consistent, and celebrate those little wins along the way.
You get this. That's it for our deep dive into hyperfocus. Thanks for listening, everyone.